From the Moan Broadcast Center, this is Air Talk. Good morning, I'm Larry Mantle. What began yesterday mid-afternoon has now become a major fire of more than 10,000 acres. The Woolsey Fire is headed toward the ocean. Early today, it jumped the 101 Ventura Freeway. A large portion of Malibu is under mandatory evacuation, as is Westlake Village. We'll have the very latest details throughout the course of today's Air Talk.
KPCC podcasts are supported by Pepperdine's Graduate School of Education and Psychology, offering an evening master's in clinical psychology program with an MFT. Priority deadline to apply is December 1st at gsep.pepperdine.edu.
An extraordinary week and devastation in Ventura County. We go from the mass shooting that occurred night before last to the fire that began yesterday mid-afternoon and is now more than 10,000 acres. We're talking about the Woolsey Fire jumping the Ventura 101 freeway, headed toward the ocean. A significant part of Malibu has been evacuated from essentially the Ventura County line to Malibu Canyon. We're also seeing Westlake Village evacuated and a number of other communities that have been evacuated as well, including portions of Thousand Oaks, Bell Canyon area, a number of road closures, which we'll be keeping you updated on throughout the course of the morning here on Air Talk. Also, some of the evacuation centers are at capacity. There is still an ability to use the Rancho Santa Susana Recreation Area. That's on Los Angeles Avenue in Simi Valley, but no animals are accepted there. If you need to take your large animals anywhere, Hanson Dam Equestrian Center is the place. Pierce College is full and has been full for the past few hours. With us with the very latest details from the Los Angeles County Fire Department, Lead Public Information Officer, Captain Tony Imbrenda. Thank you very much, Captain, for being with us.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. What's the latest for us on evacuations?
Well, evacuation orders are mandatory right now from Las Virgenes, Malibu Canyon area, and that progresses along PCH out to Decker Canyon from the 101 freeway towards the beach.
Okay. And what, because of the congestion and the closure of the 101, what route are you recommending people taking who are evacuating those areas?
Well, we're in communication with CHP to get the 101 opened to allow for evacuees, and the other option is PCH. So part of the problem is if people do not heed the evacuation orders early, the situation we run into is people are caught on clogged roadways, and that's one of the reasons why we consistently push out the message that as soon as we start to issue evacuation orders, they need to be heeded. If people wait too late, this is the situation that we can run into.
And what, at this point, do you know about any property damage from the fire?
Well, I can tell you that a significant number of structures were damaged or destroyed by fire. We do not have numbers right now because our resources are dedicated to putting out fire right now and issuing evacuation notices so that we can clear people from the path of the fire. We're in a life safety mission right now, and damage assessment is secondary, and that will come later.
All right. Thank you very much, Captain Imbrenda. We appreciate it. We're going to keep you updated throughout the course of the day here on Air Talk and on KPCC. I'd like to hear from you if you live in the burn area, if you are in the process of evacuating, maybe you're stuck in traffic, give us a call, give us a sense of what's happening, what you're seeing around you on the highway, on the roads, 866-893-KPECC. Only, of course, if you can safely do it. Please don't put yourself in harm's way, but you can share with your fellow listeners, if it's safe to do so, letting us know what's happening where you are, 866-893-5722. I'm remembering back one of our big Ventura County fires. We had someone talking with us as the flames were coming down on his home in Ojai. Not asking you to put yourself in harm's way, but again, if you can share what you're seeing, it would be very helpful. 866-893-KPECC. With us, the mayor of Agoura Hills, William Kohler. Mayor Kohler, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So what's happening right now in your community?
Well, one of our worst fears has taken place in that the fire has jumped the 101 freeway, burnt down through our Liberty Canyon neighborhood, and is burning towards Malibu Lake. And historically, when fire has reached that area, the concern is that continuing to burn till it reaches Pacific Coast Highway. So a major concern right now is the area south of 101 freeway, where last night, early this morning, our efforts were more directed to the north side of the freeway.
Now, have you been evacuated personally?
Yes. The neighborhood that I live in was a mandatory evacuation. And I was expanding our emergency center with our city staff monitoring the areas as far as being evacuated and areas that we felt that were in danger of burning.
And could you give a guesstimate of the percentage of the city of Agoura Hills that is now under mandatory evacuation?
I would say, I believe right now it's probably 90 to 100%, because north of the 101 freeway, it's still all mandatory evacuation. South of the freeway, all the inhabited areas was a mandatory evacuation. So I would say it's citywide.
Wow. And where is the closest evacuation center for residents to go?
The closest was Taft High School in Woodland Hills. There was also the community center and teen center in Thousand Oaks, but I believe it is to capacity right now. And then animals were being evacuated to Pierce College. And now I believe that some of them are being taken to an area above Zuma Beach.
Okay. Yeah, I know Pierce College is full. They can't take any more of the large animals. So, you know, farther to the east in Hanson Dam area, they can take large animals still, I understand. And so hopefully, because I know a fair number of your residents have horses and other animals that they need to attend to.
Our equestrian community was pretty active last night, and they mobilized very quickly. And they were moving a number of horses and farm animals to Pierce College. So I believe most all of them were evacuated last night.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Mayor, anything else to add before we let you go?
No, other than keep us in your prayers, because it's I've lived in Southern California my entire life, and this is just about the perfect storm.
Mayor Kohler, we wish you the best in the safety of your home and of your constituents' homes as well. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to checking back in with the mayor of Agoura Hills, William Kohler, joining us from their emergency center. And as we just heard, nearly the entire community of Agoura Hills has been evacuated. Now, also with us from the neighboring city of Malibu, council member Laura Rosenthal. Council member, thank you for being with us. Are you able to see the flames at all over the top of the ridge where you are?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Yes, I am able to see some of the flames This is in the Zuma area, Malibu Park. The ridge and the mountains over Malibu Park are up in flames.
So essentially, it sounds like you're at the ocean. Is that right?
Well, I'm looking from Point Doom, so I can see the ocean, and I'm actually about to go down to Zuma Beach because it's hard to go south from here because PCH is just backed up. Some people are going north, but yeah, I can see the flames. We've had a number of the large aircraft doing big drops, and that's made a big difference, but then you can see it pop up again. But they have made a big difference. But I have lived here 30 years, and this area that's burning now has not burned in at least 30 years.
Where you're located, I don't know, can you actually see down to the sand there at Zuma from, I don't know what angle you're looking at, but I was wondering if you're seeing large numbers of people congregate on the beach itself, if you can see it.
Yes, well, most of the people are in their cars, and actually Zuma Beach is the evacuation site for large animals, people that have large animals to bring them down there. And a lot of people in the Point Doom community and the Malibu Park community are going down there.
All right. And Councilmember Rosenthal, anything else to add that you'd like to say to your residents who are listening? We're starting to hear from a number of them calling in. Message to them.
Yes, I just want to say, please, please be safe, evacuate. Go get out of Malibu. These winds, you know, they calm down for a minute, and then I can just see a big flame just went up, and then they get really bad. So just be safe, be smart, and take care of yourselves and your family.
And as you described, you said you've been a longtime resident. Malibu, of course, has had to deal with catastrophic fires in the past. Sounds like this looks in that top tier of threats.
Yes, absolutely. And in areas that haven't burned for a long, long time. So Malibu people are very smart. They're very aware. And I have a lot of faith that they will evacuate and take care of themselves.
All right. Thank you very much, Councilmember Rosenthal. We appreciate it very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Laura Rosenthal, City of Malibu Council Member. Pepperdine University, of course, there in Malibu in the southern part of the city. Pepperdine has just released that it is continuing to monitor ongoing fire activity and is in close contact with fire officials. The university's shelter-in-place protocols are currently active. And Los Angeles County Fire Department has approved the safest course of action is that for those in the Pepperdine community that are there on campus or in housing should remain in their designated relocation site at the Tyler Campus Center or inside the Firestone Fieldhouse. Both food and medical services are available there, and university officials will continue to provide updates. Once again, Pepperdine officials for their college community are saying that those that are on the campus should shelter in place. Tyler Campus Center, where students and staff members there are being relocated, and the Firestone Fieldhouse as well. We'll keep you updated. Joining us now, Blake, who is a Pepperdine student. Blake, are you currently on PCH? Blake, are you there? We're going to try and get Blake. I understand a Pepperdine student who is in the process of trying to evacuate, and apparently we lost Blake. If we can get Blake back, I'm sure that many, many people are on their phones right now trying to talk with friends and family members to tell them they're safe, where they are, what their course of action is. Pacific Coast Highway is just bumper to bumper. And in fact, Blake is back with us to describe. Blake, you're still on PCH?
Yes, we decided to leave campus and evacuate Malibu.
So you're headed south, I'm assuming. How far have you been able to get?
We have made it 6 miles in 3 hours. We are almost to the Palisades area.
Okay.
Yeah, it's taken us 3 hours and just back-to-back traffic.
Okay. And what are you seeing around? Are you seeing much smoke as far as south as you are? And are you seeing a lot of emergency vehicles moving?
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of fire trucks have been driving by, but the smoke behind us is enormous. By the time we left, we got the evacuation order at around 7, so we decided to pack up and leave, but we couldn't see flames yet, but just the smoke. But from the time we left to now, the smoke has gotten at least 4 times, 5 times as bigger.
And you have fellow Pepperdine students, friends of yours, that are with you?
I do. There's 3 of us in the car, and we all have grabbed what we could and ran.
Okay. And do you have family members that you're heading to, or you'll figure that out later?
We actually are going to one of my friends has an aunt in Glendale, so we are going to spend the night there.
Okay, that sounds good. There is a fire burning in Griffith Park right now, which is backed up the 134 freeway. So you may have to be patient a very, very long distance to get to the aunt's house. Can you give us a sense of how many other of your fellow Pepperdine students hit the road when you did around 7 this morning?
I would say a good amount. I would say at least half of my friends left, and I would say the other half decided to shelter in place. I do know, as far as the people that are back on campus, like, since the flames are getting closer, there's a lot of people that are really worried, and a lot of people near Point Doom, too, that are stuck and can't really get anywhere because of the traffic. But, yeah, it's really concerning for everyone.
All right, Blake, thank you so much for calling. Be safe. It sounds like you're in a safe location. Now it's just a matter of being patient. We wish you and your fellow Pepperdine students all the best as you make it to extended family. Blake joining us from Pacific Coast Highway in the Pacific Palisades area. 3 hours, he said, to go about 6 miles on Pacific Coast Highway. Not a surprise, given the thousands of people that are evacuating along the southern California coast. You're listening to special coverage of the Woolsey Fire that's burning in Ventura and northern Los Angeles counties. We'll be back in just 1 minute. Fire has grown tremendously in the about 20 hours since it ignited. The Woolsey Fire in Ventura and Los Angeles counties. Large-scale evacuations are in place. More than 75,000 Southern Californians are mandated to be out of their homes. That's backed up traffic on Pacific Coast Highway. And the Ventura 101 freeway is closed for an extended section over 6 miles, essentially from Las Virgenes to Reyes Adobe Road, closed because of the Woolsey Fire. With us, with the very latest, Ventura County Fire Department Public Information Officer Tom Krushke. Thank you, sir, for being with us. Let me ask you quickly about the fire that started a little earlier yesterday, the Hill Fire in Ventura County. Is that burning up toward uninhabited areas right now?
Right now, that fire is pushing kind of in a southerly, southwest direction from the Newberry Park and Camarillo area. One bright spot, if it's permissible to say that it is burning into the burn scar from the fire we had 5 years ago, the Springs Fire. That is slowing down some of the progress. The last information I heard that hopefully it was still staying above Potrero Road, north of Potrero Road. If it crosses that, then we're going to have threats all the way down to Point Magoo and military installations in that area.
All right. And of course, the Woolsey right now, the very big deal. Do you have the latest on us? What's happening with the Woolsey Fire?
The latest I have on the Woolsey Fire is that it's 8,000 acres. There's no containment on it, and there's a lot of evacuations and road closures affecting that whole area. That's over kind of on the eastern edge of Ventura County, and the main part of that is affecting is in the L.A. County area, heading down towards the Malibu, as you've been reporting here recently.
Yeah, Malibu or Gura Hills, definitely. Thank you very much, Mr. Krushke. We thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Tom Krushke, Ventura County Fire Department Public Information Officer. Also with us is Emily Sawicki, Managing Editor of the Malibu Times, who is now in the city of Ventura. Emily, can you describe what you're seeing where you are there in Ventura County?
Yes. So I live right in downtown Ventura, and right out on my front porch, the sky it's full of smoke, I assume, from both fires that are blowing smoke toward us from Ventura and LA counties.
All right. And we're just talking with one of the council members there in Malibu. Grave concerns because just the difficulty getting out of Malibu at this point. What are some of the reports that you're hearing?
I've seen some video of the evacuation, even as early as early this morning. It's just stop and go both directions. And I say both directions because at this point, it's my understanding the only way out is to take PCH either east or west. So there's no evacuations going up to the 101 at this point.
All right. We just got a tweet from the city of Malibu. Mandatory evacuation areas south of the 101 freeway and Ventura line to Malibu Canyon. So there is a mandatory evacuation, it says, now for all city of Malibu plus areas south of 101 freeway, Ventura line to Malibu Canyon. So sounds like they've just extended that mandatory evacuation order, Emily.
Yes, I actually believe that although there are areas of Malibu that aren't incorporated into the city of Malibu, those actually extend all the way to Topanga Canyon, and they're also being recommended to evacuate at this point. I believe they're under a county mandatory evacuation, so that's going to be from Ventura County line to Topanga from the 101 to the ocean.
All right, Emily, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we hope all is well with you joining us from Ventura. That's Emily Sawicki, Managing Editor of the Malibu Times. And our phone lines are open for you to share with us where you are, what you're seeing right now, whether it's describing the movement of the fire, whether you're stuck in traffic and you can give us a sense of where you are, how long it's taking you to move a particular distance. We're at 866-89 KPCC. This is a chance for all of us to work together to be the eyes of Southern California, to share what you're seeing. If you can safely call, do not put yourself at risk. If you are in the process of evacuating, don't delay that to give us a call. Of course, be smart and be safe. But if you were in a place where you can safely call us and update us on what you're seeing, very helpful to give us your description. 866-893-KPECC. Kaylee Wells is in Calabasas right now. Kaylee, where are you?
I'm right at the corner of Las Virgenes Road and Agora Road in a little strip mall. There's a grocery store, there's a Starbucks, there's a dry cleaners, just sort of a little neighborhood community area.
Yeah, and what are you seeing there right now, Kaylee?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's the giant plume of smoke that's sort of south of us where Malibu is, but even more pressing, near me, right, the closest hill near me, there is what must be a flare-up, and I'm watching the flames actually come down the hillside. In the past 20 minutes or so, they've become visible and are coming toward the hill, toward this little community center I'm in.
Okay. And are you seeing a lot of residents who are on their way out of the area?
I am, yeah. I would say, the parking lot here is actually packed, interestingly enough. A lot of them are people who are from Agora or Calabasas, but they're sticking around and all just kind of watching the fire. A lot of them slept in their cars here. Some tried to go to Taft Charter or Pierce College, but the evacuation centers were either full or they couldn't keep their dogs with them. So a lot of them slept in their cars here and are just trying to camp out and hope they can go back home.
Now, the Ventura Freeway is still open as far as you are, as far north as where you're located?
You can go south, you can't go north. So the only reason I ended up in Calabasas, I was on my way to Thousand Oaks, but I got diverted at Las Virgenes Road at about 6:15 this morning. And so that's where it's closed. I don't know if it's been backed up farther than that, but I know I can't go north.
Okay. And then on the northern end, at least last I saw, Reyes Adobe is the exit where southbound traffic is being stopped. Or if you're trying to go north, where you could once again get on the Ventura Freeway at Reyes Adobe, that was as of about half an hour ago. We'll try and check on that and see the 101 closure, what's going on. All right, Kaylee, thanks. Anything to add before we let you go?
I think, you know, at the moment we're just kind of watching and seeing if anything changes, see if the wind changes. But I mean, so far, so good for the residents here.
All right. Very good. KPCC reporter Kaylee Wells at a shopping mall, Las Virgenes Road and Agoura Road in Calabasas. We just got an update from Los Angeles City Fire Department. This on the Griffith Park fire. Acreage remains at 30 acres, 5% containment. They've got over 100 firefighters who are on the scene, and they have just tweeted that forward progress of the fire has been stopped. So that's very good news on that Griffith Park fire. Work continuing there, 5% containment, and LA City Fire saying they have stopped the forward progress of the Griffith Park brush fire. We'll, of course, keep you updated on that as well. Jonathan in Beverly Hills. Jonathan, I understand you're at an overlook on Mulholland?
Yeah, I'm at the Barbara Fine Overlook, the summit of Mulholland Drive in Beverly Hills, with a pretty good view across Coldwater Canyon. Can see this enormous mushroom cloud kind of emanating from the direction that over there, like Malibu, Ventura County.
I understand you're a photographer, so you have a chance for some pretty dramatic shots at this time.
Yeah, I actually have two cameras set up right now. I'm shooting time lapse. Got them going for about an hour now. So hopefully we'll see some sort of interesting movement in the way this cloud is expanding and moving. It looks like it's kind of moving up to the north along the ground and then staying high up to the south.
Let's hope it gets a lot smaller and fast. Jonathan, so you're looking at it as a plume at this point. Are you seeing much ash fall where you are up there on Mulholland?
When I left West Hollywood about 30 minutes ago, there was a good bit of ash starting to fall down there, but the sky is clear up here, and there's no real ash falling.
All right, Jonathan, thanks very much. Up on an overlook on Mulholland and the dramatic plume that you can see from much of Southern California right now, the wall of smoke is so extensive and so dark, you can see it from much of Los Angeles County. With us now is the City of Malibu Public Safety Manager, Susan Duenas. Susan, thank you for being with us. What's the latest on Malibu's precautions and measures taken in response to the fire?
Right now, we're just, you know, monitoring. Fortunately, is still a ways away from the city boundary, but we're preparing for when if it does actually reach our city limits. We're making plans if we have to evacuate our city hall, our emergency operations center. We are in touch with Santa Monica. We would relocate to Santa Monica to manage the incident. We're getting ready to put together a local declaration and stuff like that. It's been a long night.
I'm sure you're exhausted. Thank you for taking a
yeah.
moment. And when you say a local declaration, what would that entail?
A local declaration is it's just something that you declare it and your city council declares it. It gives you certain flexibility with bypassing some rules when you have a local declaration, kind of, you know, lift some restrictions so that you have more capabilities. And it's, you know, it's also a gesture for the future. If there's going to be a full state or federal declaration, we want to be in on that, because if we have damage here in the city, we want to make sure that we are part of that.
I believe that the acting governor, Gavin Newsom, has declared a state of emergency. So that so what your city is doing would be in alignment with that. Yeah. Ms. Duenas, thanks. Anything else to add before we let you go?
No, just, you know, if you don't need to be in the area, please don't come to look. Traffic is really bad for people trying to get out for their safety. So it's probably the only thing.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Susan Duenas, the public safety manager for the city of Malibu. We have many listeners who are calling to report on what they're seeing. Also, a fire ecologist for the National Park Service in the Santa Monica Mountains. We'll talk with her coming up. But first, time for a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurdies. You're listening to special coverage of the Woolsey Fire, which is burning in both Ventura and Los Angeles counties. In the Santa Monica Mountains area, the fire very early this morning jumped the 101 Ventura Freeway and is headed toward the ocean. Mandatory evacuation now for all of Malibu, the entire city of Malibu. One of the evacuation areas is at Zuma Beach because Pacific Coast Highway is bumper to bumper. And it's taking very long for residents trying to get out to make their way to the south. By the way, the 101 Ventura Freeway is closed in the Thousand Oaks area, Calabasas area. Essentially, you are not able to pass between Las Virgenes and Reyes Adobe Road. That's about 6 miles of the Ventura 101 freeway, which is completely shut down in both directions. All right, let's talk with Max joining us in Woodland Hills. Max, I understand you left early this morning from Malibu?
That's correct. I live on Broad Beach, which is close to Zuma Beach. We had difficulties to sleep last night because of the smell and because of the ashes. But then in the morning, I got an emergency alert from the city of Malibu and for evacuation. And I evacuated at 7:45. It took me 2 hours to go from Zuma Beach to Pepperdine University.
Wow.
And the traffic was really slow. And from there, I took Las Virgenes to 101, and right now I'm in Woodland Hills.
Where is your home, you said, actually on Broad Beach?
Yes, Broad Beach Road. It's adjacent to Zuma Beach.
Okay. So about how many blocks are you in from the ocean?
I'm just right at the ocean.
You are on the ocean. Okay. Wow. Well, let's hope that this can be stopped well before it gets to your community. But did most of your neighbors choose to go this morning like you did?
Yes, I've been seeing that people getting into their car and evacuating. I don't know how many of them got the news because I got it through the text message from the city, which I signed up for alerts. I don't know if everyone does that, but I've seen so many people getting into the car.
Yeah. Max, we wish you the best and hope your property is safe and your neighbors as well. Thank you for sharing. 2 hours to get from essentially Zuma Beach to Pepperdine University this morning because traffic is so bad. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. We had a listener call in who said, I'm not sure if man or woman, doesn't want to evacuate and is going to stay in Malibu. Didn't want to come on and talk with us, but let me just advise that you can go to Zuma Beach because that is an evacuation center right now. Please be very, very careful. This fire is already burning homes, and it is moving very, very quickly. The winds have not yet died down. And so understand, the entire city of Malibu is under mandatory evacuation right now for a very serious reason. 866-893-KPECC. Now, Bobby's in Burbank, where at the intersection of the Golden State 5 Freeway and the Ventura 134, it is just about gridlock. Bobby, how bad is the traffic there where you are?
It's very bad. It's moving, but it's not absolutely stagnant.
Okay.
I just drove by on the five, and multiple helicopter drops. But what's distressing at this moment is that the ash is beginning to fall back down into the community. I believe the guys that have gotten the fire, as you say, stopped. No more progression, but it's beginning to loosen up. The traffic's beginning to loosen up, but there is a lot of ash, and the air quality is obviously degenerating right now.
Yeah. All right. So we're hopeful that they're able to douse that fire pretty quickly, because L.A. City Fire jumped on that so fast. In fact, they were at the zoo looking at some of the animals having to be evacuated as a precaution. But again, it looks like they have stopped the progress of that fire in Griffith Park. Good news. Bobby, thanks so much. And we'll hope that rather quickly the air quality is going to improve there. Let's see. Najin called us. Say she's been driving from Malibu to Santa Monica, left at 8 o'clock this morning, bumper to bumper traffic. And she said some people were running out of gas and that gas stations in Malibu are starting to run dry. That's always a problem where you get thousands of people who are coming out at the same time. People sometimes their tank is low and they can't even get a few miles. They're just, didn't have a chance to gas up. So, again, just something to keep in mind as you move out. Do not wait until the last minute. Let's talk next with Marty Witter, who's a fire ecologist in the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. She's a National Park Service employee. Ms. Witter, share with us just kind of what the weather and the terrain, how that all factors in to what's going on with the Woolsey Fire.
Well, this is really our classic fall fire season here in the Santa Monica Mountains. So it's a mountain terrain, so it's steep, lots of canyons. The vegetation is chaparral that covers the hillsides, which is highly flammable. It's our fall Santa Ana wind season, and the vegetation is as dry as it can get because it's been months and months without rain. So we are primed for wildfire if we get an ignition under these high wind conditions. So it's a classic fall Southern California wildfire.
All right. With the winds and coupled with the fire. Now, how do you see this as perhaps comparing to the Thomas Fire? Is this a similar sort of thing?
It's exactly the same sort of thing, but the one big difference is that the Santa Ana winds are predicted to end at 6 o'clock tonight, so hopefully it will stop pushing the fire. The Thomas Fire went on for 10 days, which is how it became the largest fire in California history. So that's the big difference here. So we just have to hope that on Sunday and Monday that the follow-up Santa Ana event does not exacerbate what's going on today.
And, obviously you're at the mercy of nature here. Are there any precautions in some of the other areas that are at high vulnerability that, fortunately haven't burned, that they can take under these circumstances to help prepare?
Well, the thing you can always do is before the fire starts to come and you have to evacuate is our strongest message to people is always to prepare defensible space. And your most important defensible space is the area closest to your home. So we recommend defensible space from the house out. And if you can do anything to create a hardened structure where if embers do come, that they won't ignite your home. So those are the things you can do.
Thank you so much, Marty Witter. We appreciate your talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Fire ecologist, National Park Service. She's in Thousand Oaks right now, but works for the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. I'm looking at our media partner, NBC4, right now, and they're showing a home that has been totally destroyed in the Malibu Lake area. This that beautiful little canyon around the lake there in the Agoura Hills area where there was a mandatory evacuation and the threat of loss massive property who's great in that area. We see that there already is at least one house that has been destroyed in the Malibu Lake area. We will keep you updated with the very latest on what's happening there. Joining us now, Los Angeles City Council Member Bob Blumenfeld, whose district includes the fire zone, western portion of the San Fernando Valley. Councilman, thank you for being with us.
Happy to be here.
So what's
it's a crazy day, of course.
It's just terrible. What is the latest that you have share about your constituents under threat?
Well, my constituents are just a small portion of them are on a voluntary evacuation. But we in the district are really stepping up to help all of those folks who have had to be mandated evacuated or evacuated for whatever reason. And so we've got, like Taft High School, we had 180 people there last night. We have Pierce College, over 500 people were there last night, and they're also filled now with animals and horses and sheep and dogs and cats, where they have a special area for them, and that's been filled. So now folks are being diverted to Hanson Dam, which is a little further north and east. So we are doing everything we can to help those folks to our west and south who are being evacuated or in a difficult situation.
All right. Anything the city of Los Angeles is looking at doing in terms of emergency declaration or anything along those lines?
I don't believe so at the moment. In this, we're part of obviously the, you know, all of our firefighters and folks are out there helping support the county folks, and because most of the fire is at this point is there. So we're not necessarily needing to do an emergency issue in the city at the moment, but we're trying to do everything we can to be supportive. Although we also have some, you know, the growing fire at Griffith Park at the same time. When it rains, it pours. So we're being hit at both ends, and we're trying to do things. We also have set up a donation center at my office to try to help at some of the evac places where they're lacking in certain items like diapers and sanitary napkins and pet food. And so we're collecting some of that to help distribute it to the evac centers.
And you're headed to one of the evacuation centers. Which one are you going to now?
Yeah, I'm going back to Taft High School and to my office where we're, which is in Reseda, which is we're using as a donation hub for certain items that are needed.
All right. Councilman, thank you very much. The good news on the Griffith Park fire is LA City Fire tweeted that they have stopped the forward progress of that fire. So that's very good news for Griffith Park. It's not out, but at least the advance of that fire has been stopped. All right. Councilman Bob Blumenfeld, Los Angeles City Council, representing the western San Fernando Valley. Coming up, we'll be talking with Sandra in Malibu. We'll talk with a UCLA climate scientist who'll be sharing with us some of the latest about the weather forecast for this area and the vulnerability. You're listening to special coverage of the Woolsey Fire burning in Ventura and Los Angeles counties. Back in 1 minute on Air Talk. You're listening to Air Talk, a special edition as we cover the Woolsey Fire that's burning along the Ventura, Los Angeles County line. Malibu is under a mandatory evacuation for the entire city. Surrounding communities, there are portions that are under evacuation orders as well. Let me briefly talk here with Sandra in Malibu. Sandra, are you sitting on Coast Highway? Sandra, you there? All right. Not surprising, we're losing some of the cell phone connections that we have for a variety of different reasons, heavy use being one of them with so many people sitting there evacuating. Our phone lines are open for you if you are in the evacuation area, if you are driving out of the fire area, and you can safely share what you're observing. Please give us a call at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. From UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swaim joins us. Thank you, sir, for being with us. Share with us what sort of climate conditions we're looking at today that are making this fire more dangerous.
Well, right now in California, there's actually two regions that are experiencing really extreme wildfire activity. Obviously, there is a focus right now in Southern California with the Woolsey Fire, which is really making a very hard run from east to west, all the way from the western fringes of the San Fernando Valley, and by this evening could essentially be at the Pacific Ocean near Malibu. The reason why the fire is moving in that direction is we have very strong east-to-west offshore dry Santa Ana winds, which have been blowing as high as even 60 to 70 miles an hour in some of these canyons. And when the fire is aligned with those canyons and the wind, it can just sort of run right along with the wind and go miles over the course of just a few hours.
And the temperatures, I mean, at least we're getting a break on that, right? I mean, so often when we have the offshore winds, we have very high temperatures. What are we looking at for the temps in this coastal area today?
Well, right now, conditions are actually not that warm relative to average. But I think it's a little bit of a misnomer. It's usually not the extremely hot temperatures, per se, that drive the extreme fire behavior. Really, in most of California, it really is these incredibly powerful winds and also the very low atmospheric humidity that comes along with these winds. In some cases, humidity is down to 5 or 10% or even less in some places. And so really, it's that extremely low humidity and the very strong winds combined with this long-term legacy of very dry vegetation and the fact that it hasn't rained yet this autumn that are really driving the extremity of fire conditions, not only in the Los Angeles area right now, but also up in Northern California, where similar conditions sort of pushed the campfire catastrophically into the town of Paradise. Yeah,
that's just terrible. It looks like much of the town of Paradise was lost as a result and fatalities in that horrible fire as well. Describe for us the effect of the hills with the winds. Like, you know, what sort of updrafting do you get as a result of the terrain where the Woolsey Fire is burning?
Well, there's a bunch of different things going on. Sort of in the big picture, we have these Santa Ana winds, which are blowing from east to west generally, so land to sea. And they get accelerated when they blow down certain canyons that run from the inland areas down to the ocean. And so in those canyons, the winds can gust, 50, 60, sometimes even 70 miles an hour, and cause these wind currents to carry embers and flames way ahead of the main fire front. Elsewhere, the winds aren't quite as strong, but it's very breezy and dry in a lot of other parts of the LA Basin right now. And so that by itself would result in extreme fire conditions, make it very easy for existing fires to spread. But in some of these isolated canyons, this fire is unfortunately aligned in some of the worst possible places for it to move extremely fast. And these are also fairly populated canyons in some cases. And so I think that's why we're seeing these dramatic images of flames approaching thousands of homes really as we speak, because these are places that are, you know, that are desirable. They're pretty places to live. There's good views, partly because of the geography and these, you know, the topography of these canyons that also make them really dangerous during major wildfire events, especially ones that coincide with these strong Santa Ana winds.
Daniel Swain, thank you for being with us. We appreciate your talking about the atmospheric condition, the weather that plays into this massive Woolsey Fire. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Daniel Swain joining us from UCLA and the National Center for Atmospheric Research. John in Calabasas, real briefly, you're on the Ventura Freeway. What's going on where you are?
It looks like I was trying to come across Valley Circle, and the traffic there is unbelievable. It turns out that they've closed Ventura Freeway going north. It's the 101 going north at the Mulholland Drive Valley Circle off-ramp.
Oh, so they've closed it farther east then. Okay. We hadn't heard that they were closing it that early on, so That's good to know. Not at Reyes Adobe anymore, but being closed at Mulholland. Thank you, John. Appreciate the update on that. Caltrans reporting it is now closed from Mulholland Valley Circle Boulevard in the Hidden Hills area to Reyes Adobe in Agoura Hills due to the Woolsey fire. We'll have more details coming up, and we welcome your calls. If you're evacuating or in a community under threat, you can safely call. Please do so. 866-893-5722. Back shortly. You're listening to an extended special edition of Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. The Woolsey fire continues to burn with tens of thousands of Southern Californians mandatorily evacuated. The entire city of Malibu, most of Agoura Hills has been evacuated, and a number of other communities in the vicinity of the Ventura-Los Angeles County line. Right now, the Ventura Freeway is closed in both directions from the Valley Circle Mulholland exit in the San Fernando Valley, the Far West Valley, all the way to Reyes Adobe Road due to the Woolsey Canyon fire. So if you can avoid it all, getting on the 101 Ventura Freeway in the West San Fernando Valley area, it's better if you can avoid it because of the tremendous backup that exists as firefighters are trying to get in and out of the area and as there's a tremendous risk to the homes that are under the mandatory evacuation as well. This is a chance for you also to share with your fellow KPCC listeners what you're experiencing if you are traveling through or in the fire zone. If you can safely call and describe what you see, it would be appreciated. 866-893-5722. 866-893-KPCC. So please share with us all of the information that you can about what you're seeing in your community. We got a report, for example, from one of our listeners who called near Temescal Canyon, who said right at sunset in PCH, some of the traffic lights are out, undoubtedly because power has been lost in much of that coastal area. So there are officers out directing cars. So it's getting a little less congested now. But remember, when the power goes out and when the traffic signals go out, sometimes the problem is it takes a while for the traffic officers to get there and to start directing traffic. And if you're relying on the alternating cars, just treating it like a stop sign, that's, of course, the safest way and the legal way to do it. But traffic gets backed up in every direction while that's going on. 866-893-KPCC. You can also tweet at AirTalk and let us know what you're experiencing in your community throughout the course of the day. If we can get in an abbreviated film week in this hour just to talk about a few of the major films of this week, we will do that. Our critics are actually standing by, but we're trying to bring you the very latest information. Joining us now, the Deputy Chief of CAL FIRE, Scott McLean. Thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So share with us the very latest on Woolsey and the spread of that fire.
Well, let's start with the hill real quick. It's last report I had, it was 6,000 acres, 0% contained. But good news is that fire has been slowing down because it's burning into some other previously burned areas. So that's looking much better than it was yesterday. Woolsey fire, however, is and has burned over 8,000 acres. So that's the point of concern, as you just mentioned, that all those areas that are being evacuated.
All right.
Immediate structure threat. Structures have been destroyed and continue to be destroyed.
We were seeing on television news at least one home in the Malibu Lake area. At this point, do you have a sense of where the structure loss is happening?
No. The situation is very fluid, as it up here in Northern California as well with the campfire. It's going to take some time. We get our assessment crews into these areas when it is safe to do so, as far as finding out and tabulating what
what structures have been damaged and or destroyed as far as any injuries per se.
So you mentioned the campfire. While we have you, please update us on this. It looked like much of the town of Paradise was destroyed yesterday.
Right. I was there all day yesterday. Let's put it in perspective. It started in a small community to the east of Paradise, several miles, called Polga. It started about 10 acres. I was listening to the radio traffic and quickly expanded once the wind got to it to 200, 300, 400 acres just in rapid succession. Went through a small community called Concow and then jumped the canyon, Feather River Canyon, into Paradise. The reason all this is happening so quickly is the winds are pushing us and pushing those embers well out ahead of the fire, which were, in fact, starting, everyone that landed started a new fire, which pulled the main body of the fire into it. So in just a matter of a couple hours, that fire was in Paradise and just destroying and leveling that town.
We understand there are fatalities. Do we know at this point how many lives have been lost?
No, there's no confirmation on that. Due to the fact that it's a retirement community, we expect to find some.
All right. And at this point, the fire looks like it's closing in on Interstate 5. That's not that far. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking not at 599. I'm looking at, yeah.
99, you're right.
Yeah, 99.
It's bumped in the city limits of Chico, where I live. Firefighters held it because it was a grassy area, so it was easy to contain, or easier to contain than Paradise up in the mountain. Keep in mind, Paradise is a wooded community as well, so it had a lot of different fuel factors involved. Back down into the valley, Chico is fine. Sounds like they're going to repopulate some of the evacuated areas on the eastern edge of Chico. It did jump the Highway 99 south of Chico, but that was taken care of as well as and caught last night. So the main concern of that fire right now, besides the obvious of Paradise, is it is burning towards the north.
Okay, so into the Plumas Forest.
Plumas is more towards the east and southern part of the county. It's more towards Lassen.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you for sharing with us the very latest. But at this point, it looks like the southern flank of the fire that burned through Paradise, the campfire, has that they've stopped its progress?
Right. That's off of what we call Highway 149. It's the crossover from 99 to Highway 70. I just drove through that this morning. It is looking very good. Again, it's all a grass area down in there. So they were able to nip that one. But you know, we can't be complacent. We have over 2,500 individuals as more continue to roll into the county, addressing those concerns throughout the fire area.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate your being with us, Chief Scott McLean. Thank you.
Thank you.
Deputy Chief of CAL FIRE Scott McLean talking about that devastating fire that just went through breakneck speed through the town of Paradise, the retirement community in Northern California, a community that's just south and east of Chico. And that fire continues to burn in heavily wooded area. And we're watching right here in Southern California, the Woolsey Fire, which is burning homes in the area of the Ventura, Los Angeles County line. City of Malibu under an entire mandatory evacuation. Most of Agoura Hills, the community of Malibu Lake, at least one home we've seen has burned, but that entire community is under threat as well. Joining us, City of Malibu Council Member Lou Lamont. Mr. Lamont, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Do you have any sense of how many residents are still in the city and have not yet evacuated?
I don't have an exact number, but I do know there is a tremendous amount of traffic on the Pacific Coast Highway, which is our only exit out. And my advice to any of our residents that are listening is when law enforcement decides there needs to be an evacuation, there really does need to be an evacuation. And it's easier to be protected in a traffic jam on the Pacific Coast Highway than it will be in your house or in any of those canyons.
Yeah, and I understand that Zuma Beach is one of the areas where people can evacuate. Do you have a sense at this point they're still able to take more people onto the beach there?
Yes, yes. Zuma Beach, there's enough room for that. But the bottom line is, you know, there isn't any long-term capability on Zuma Beach. What that is just keeps you out of the fire. We have an emergency situation that is center that is at Palisades High School, and that is the one place to go. And if you call the city hotline, there is places to bring your horses and other large animals. You can get the address for that. I don't have that with me.
That's all right.
But when an entire city is asked to evacuate, this is a serious business. And we really recommend that you evacuate. And the PCH will look like a bad alternative, but it's the only alternative we have. And just stay in that traffic. Eventually it will clear out and you will be able to get out. Our advice is always to go east, and you'll be out of the way of the fire.
Do not go up into the Santa Monica Mountains, because that, of course, is the direction of the fire. And, you know, people sometimes forget how long Malibu is, that the length is. How many miles is the city of Malibu?
The city of Malibu is 21 miles long.
Of ocean frontage, 21 miles and one way out.
And unfortunately, the Pacific Ocean is the ultimate firebreak. So, you know, we need to get people out of the way if this fire is coming. And, you know, Malibu is a very resilient community. We have been through this kind of issue before, and we have survived it. And our hope is that we're going to survive it again. But we have an excellent emergency operations center that's at City Hall at the moment. There are even contingency plans if we have to evacuate that to set up our emergency operations center in the city of Santa Monica. We have had, as usual, incredible amounts of support coming in from our neighboring cities, and we truly appreciate that.
Now, where are you still in the city of Malibu helping to coordinate things, or have you left now?
I was not in the city. My family was. I'm at the National League of Cities convention here in Los Angeles, where we have people from all 50 states. And I represent Malibu here.
Okay.
And you know, so obviously we started getting this information early this morning. My wife and our pet evacuated and spent a lot of time on the Pacific Coast Highway, but got out. And ultimately everybody will. It's calm and orderly. One of the problems is that the lights are on and off on the PCH. So when you approach any kind of an intersection, just be careful, but just keep moving forward.
All right. I thank you very much, Council Member. Do you know if the Civic Center in Malibu has lost power? I know that there are outages in the city. Have you gotten an update on that?
Yes, the Civic Center is without power. City Hall is without power. We're using emergency power. We have a backup generator, so that's what we're operating under. But yes, the Civic Center area and whole eastern end of Malibu has lost power. The western end of Malibu has lost power. So there isn't anything happening. That's one of the real issues, because fortunately, stations like yours are the only way we communicate with some of our residents. And we truly appreciate you guys following up on this.
All right. Well, we're glad to do it. We just hope that that the fire is able to be contained relatively quickly before danger to residents and loss of property. Councilmember Lamont, thank you very much. Good to talk with you.
Thank you, and thank you for covering them.
City of Malibu Councilmember Lou Lamont joining us, and we'll keep you updated on what's happening in Malibu, Agoura Hills, the surrounding communities where mandatory evacuations have taken place. With us now is Kevin Denharder, Public Information Officer for the California Highway Patrol's Ventura County area. Thank you, sir, for being with us. What's the latest that you've got on closures?
So as far as closures in the Ventura County area, we just recently opened up the southbound 101. The southbound 101 was closed for over the night between Winnie Drive and State Route 34 about 3 or 4 hours ago. We just opened that up. And so northbound and southbound is open. That is until you get to Reyes Adobe Road, which is in Agoura Hills. We're seeing, because of the fire, jump on the freeway there. We had to close it, and it's going to be closed between Las Virginias Road and Reyes Adobe Road. Unfortunately, that duration is unknown at this time until we can make sure that the road's completely safe and we can let that traffic through.
And we'd also heard that the closure had even extended as far as Valley Circle and Mulholland, an additional exit, I guess because it's just so backed up that they're having to take people off even earlier.
Yeah, and in situations like this, then we tend to sometimes we'll move the closures back, especially if we can get people better alternate routes. But the 101, as you can, everyone can imagine, is a major corridor. Anytime we shut it down, traffic is going to be extremely heavy.
Yeah, just avoid the areas if at all possible. Are CHP personnel assisting in evacuating residents at all in this area?
We do help. The sheriff's office is the primary one that does that. But we assist them in any needs that, any way that we can.
Is there anything to share about how that's proceeding, particular communities where you have officers that are working?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to I can't discuss because I don't know as far as the farther south, just because that's outside of my area for the CHP Ventura, what we cover. I know that there is evacuations underway, and the Sheriff's Department is doing that farther south of our location in Ventura County. I know at the briefing this morning they were saying that all the evacuations have been made in Ventura County, and they're now moving all their resources south to assist with the fire down there.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Really appreciate your talking with us.
No problem, sir.
Thank you. That's Kevin Denharder of the CHP's Ventura Area Public Information Officer. Los Angeles City Fire Department tweeting... let's see, that Griffith Park fire containment has increased to 15%. The acreage remains at 30. One Los Angeles City firefighter transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The good news on the fire is that its forward progress has been halted in Griffith Park. We'll have more coverage of the Woolsey fire coming up in just 1 minute. You're listening to special coverage on Air Talk on 89.3, the Woolsey Fire, the very latest developments. Tens of thousands of Southern Californians evacuated from the area near the Ventura-Los Angeles County line. We have the entire city of Malibu under mandatory evacuation. Almost all of Agoura Hills is under evacuation as well, as the fire jumped the Ventura 101 freeway early this morning and is burning toward the ocean. With us, John Sepulvedo, who's host of the California Report. He joins us from Thousand Oaks at fellow NPR member station KCLU. John, what's the latest you have for us?
Well, as you were just hearing from your guest, there is one urgency that if a first responder or any other official tells someone to leave, leave. Don't argue with them. Don't question it. They're not wasting their time, in part because they don't have enough personnel. That was another thing that came out of the press conference earlier today in Ventura County about 2.5 hours ago, that right now, because of the fire that has at least claimed one life, in Northern California, there's not enough fire personnel to battle the fires in the canyons and the trenches in the Santa Monica Mountains here. So the fire personnel and the emergency personnel, the law enforcement personnel, they're really focused on things like crowd control. They're focused on traffic control. They're focused on getting people out of their homes. And they're really focused on trying to do everything they can to save lives. So if they come, if they knock, get out of the way.
All right. Have you been able to hear anything more about the aerial attack? I've been watching the television coverage, and I've not seen a lot of those super tankers that can drop that Foschek retardant on the fire. And I've not seen a lot of it, but have you gotten any word on how many of those aircraft are working?
So we know that there's one fixed-wing aircraft that is going, and part of the problem there is that these winds are still anywhere between 50, 60, 70 miles per hour. They are whipping. Last night, you know, I was watching it. You had the council member from Malibu, I believe, just a few moments ago, and was talking about those long lines that they're experiencing on that 21-mile stretch of road on the PCH. Well, it was like that here in Ventura last night as the 101 was getting diverted, and you would literally watch the fire. It looked like a cartoon. It was just jumping from one place to another so quickly, those winds whipping it through. So those high Santa Ana winds are making it very difficult. That being said, there is a fixed-wing aircraft that's dropping the retardant and some water. There are also at least two helicopters that have been making some very low-to-the-ground aerial attacks. And that has definitely paid off in Ventura County. I can't speak for Santa Monica County, but I've seen it. The retardant has helped shape the fire away from homes where it's possible. But, of course, even on the equipment, with the amount of devastation that's happening in Northern California, the amount of resources needed up there, even if they were able to launch all the aircraft that they wanted, they still wouldn't have it because much of that aircraft had to be diverted up to the northern part of the state.
Well, I was driving on the freeway this morning. I could not believe how many law enforcement officers and engine companies were on the freeway headed toward the far western edge of Los Angeles County into Ventura County to work on evacuation and on battling the fire. It's just all hands on deck, people responding to this as the fire has moved so quickly. Now, you're in Thousand Oaks. Are you seeing much smoke and ash where you are at KCLU?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I smell like an ashtray that was dumped inside of a dumpster fire. It's awful. It stinks. And it's not just me, Lance Roscoe, my colleague who is out there, Hope McKinney, our intern, we're all out there covering this fire. And it's not just us. I mean, people who are evacuating, and a lot of folks up here, they're retirees, they're folks who may not have the best health conditions, or they moved out here because the air is supposed to be better, and they're having breathing problems. We're seeing some of that. Officials say this is similar to the Topanga fire in 2005, which I know you would remember, Larry, and the fact that it's just going very quickly, and the gentleman you just heard from a few moments ago is absolutely right, that the western edge of this is the Pacific Ocean. That's according to officials. So you have this smell affecting and the smoke and the soot. When I blow my nose, not to be gross, you know, flecks of black are coming out. It's just really, really difficult, especially if anyone has any, breathing problems. I will say something to keep in mind is that if people are experiencing breathing problems or something like that, it's harder to get to the hospitals. And I've talked to ER doctors who are saying that they're being overwhelmed right now with people who are going to the ER from Santa Monica.
Well, and with that in mind, hold that thought, John Sepulvedo of the California Report. Thank you so much. The breathing issues you're talking about sets us up to talk with South Coast Air Quality Management District Health Effects Officer Joe K. Ghosh. Thank you so much, Joe K., for joining us. Describe for us, please, what are the best practices for people exposed to the smoke and ash? How should they deal with this?
So absolutely the best practice is to try to limit how much smoke you're breathing. So if you're in a place where you're smelling smoke due to this fire, try to stay indoors with your doors and windows shut. Run your AC with a clean filter, preferably. And also, very importantly, limit any strenuous physical activity. So this is not the time to be doing exercise, whether certainly not outside and even indoors.
All right. And when should someone go to an emergency room? What should be the threshold for seeking help if they're struggling breathing?
Well, certainly if people are experiencing some serious health problems due to the inhalation of the smoke, they should definitely be seeking medical care.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. That's Joe K. Ghosh of the South Coast Air Quality Management District. We now have an update on the acreage of the Woolsey Fire. It is now estimated, according to the incident commander, at 14,000 acres. That's how fast this fire is spreading. 14,000 acres. Now, the estimate for the size of the Woolsey Fire. Acting Governor Gavin Newsom, who's the lieutenant governor filling the gubernatorial role while Jerry Brown is out of state, has declared disasters, emergencies in Los Angeles and Ventura County due to the fires. We also have multiple reports that at least five people were killed in the Camp Fire up in Northern California surrounding the town of Paradise. With us is Sandra driving in Malibu. Sandra, thank you. Are you still on Pacific Coast Highway?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be here for quite some time. We've been on the road since 8 o'clock, so about 3.5 hours, and our average speed is about 4 miles per hour. So,
where in Malibu did you start?
We live in the Latigo Canyon area, so it's just north of Pepperdine, probably 3 or 4 miles. And we've made it down just to Big Rock right now.
Wow. Okay. So just inching along. Are the traffic signals out or operational?
They're operational, and there's I'm surprised they haven't opened up the middle lane, but some people are taking liberties with that. But yeah, we're stuck in traffic with everyone else in Malibu that's probably driving all of their cars that they own.
Are you still seeing emergency vehicles headed up to the north?
Yes, indeed. We've seen several fire trucks, highway patrol, policemen, ambulances. The spread of the fire, I mean, you can tell that it's spreading pretty quickly. It looks, every time you look in the rearview mirror, it looks to be growing larger and larger by the moment.
Did you have time to get the things of greatest value to you?
I did. We, we were monitoring last night, so we got all of our home, mortgage and insurance and picture albums together. We kind of have a fire ready stuff of importance.
I think we just lost Sandra. Sandra, thank you. Really appreciate your sharing with us, and glad you were able to get the things of greatest value and to get out of your house in Malibu. But just to Big Rock at this point, just creeping along. Bruce writes on the AirTalk page, about every 30 minutes, one of the super tankers is passing over my house between drop-offs and pickups. I'm in North Pasadena, Bruce said. Picking up water and flying back over to do that. Right now in Westlake Village, flames are coming down toward that community, and mandatory evacuations for all of Westlake Village. We have reports of multiple structures in the Malibu Lake area that have been burned, and we are at 14,000 total acres from the Woolsey Fire at this point. With us is Mark Schwartz, UC Davis environmental science professor. Professor Schwartz, thank you for being with us. What can you share with us just about the weather patterns we're looking at the days ahead?
Well, it's no rain in sight. It's looking like it's still going to be dry, and it's cooling down a little bit, and the winds have died down. I'm in Davis, and the winds have died down here, and looking at the map, it looks like they're dying down up around Chico as well, so that will help the firefighters quite a lot. But we've gone into this fall with almost no precipitation and exceedingly warm weather, and we get these high wind events, and they're very, very hazardous for fire.
And in some of the areas, it dies down later in the day. Others, they get the so-called sundowner winds. I'm just curious, for the campfire that we were talking about earlier, this devastating fire that yesterday went through the town of Paradise, what are we looking at for winds there?
Well, it seems like the winds are still running this morning, but that the weather forecasts that I was looking at show declining winds through the evening and through the day tomorrow. So that's good. I was listening to the Cal Fire Associate Director earlier, and he says that the main concern there is fire running to the north, which is still in wooded areas, but that part of the fire that's come down through Paradise and is down along the highways and grassland, and that's a lot easier to control. And I think with the winds dying down, they should have that in control in short order.
One of our listeners in Silicon Valley was just put on our page that distinct odor of smoke. And San Francisco, we understand, has also had been getting a pretty thick layer of it. So the smoke traveling long distance.
Yep, it's down over the Central Valley. There's a lot of smoke movement. But we expect that out of our fires. And so it doesn't seem to be anything out of the particular, out of expected normals.
All right. Mark Schwartz, environmental science professor at UC Davis, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to get in some film reviews coming up right here on KPCC. We're going to get our critics in, do a few film reviews, just give you a taste of Film Week. Then we're right back to our fire coverage here on 89.3. And I welcome your calls. If you can report to us, if you're in one of the areas that's being affected by the fire or you're evacuating and you can safely call and share, we're at 866-893-5722. We'll be back after a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurdies.
KPCC podcasts are supported by Pepperdine's Graduate School of Education and Psychology, offering a master's in clinical psychology program with an MFT. Their flexible evening format has locations in West LA, Encino, and Irvine, and is designed for working professionals preparing graduates for licensure in both marriage and family therapy and professional clinical counseling. Classes start January 7th. Apply by December 1st to be considered for a $2,000 scholarship opportunity at gsep.pepperdine.edu.
You're listening to a special edition of Air Talk as we cover the Woolsey Fire. With any additional information, we will be bringing it to you as we have tens of thousands of Southern Californians under mandatory evacuation, flames encroaching on Westlake Village, on Malibu Lake. The entire city of Malibu is under a mandatory evacuation, and Pacific Coast Highway is bumper to bumper with people sitting in traffic. If you have an opportunity to call us and to share your experience, if you are within the vicinity of the fire and you can safely give us an account of what you're seeing, we're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. You can also tweet at AirTalk, or you can post on our AirTalk page. I'm looking at Broad Beach right now, video in Malibu. It is as dark. It is as though it is midnight. It is so black. All you see are the taillights of the vehicles and a blur of the palm trees as the flames in their intensity are coming down toward Broad Beach in Malibu. Earlier, we talked with a Malibu resident who lived right on the beach at Broad Beach, who had evacuated and made it to the San Fernando Valley. But at this point, the evacuation area is Zuma Beach, at least for a temporary. You need to get there to Zuma Beach as the fire is roaring down. Again, it is an orange-black glow at Broad Beach in Malibu. I want to take a brief moment to bring in listener Alex in Bell Canyon. Alex, what's the update in your community?
Thank you. We just evacuated. We're actually taking some of our horses out, community horses, from the equestrian center to Hanson Dam.
Okay, so they're evacuating all of Bell Canyon now in the West San Fernando Valley?
Yes. Entire community is being evacuated, and we're the neighbors are actually going around to ensure that everyone is aware and everyone is evacuating. We have probably 20 to 25, engine trucks in there, fire engine trucks in the canyon.
All right, Alex, thank you for the update on Bell Canyon, where I know we have a number of listeners. We're talking about the devastation of the Woolsey Fire. Should we be able to bring our critics back to talk about some more films in the next hour, we will do that. But, of course, we want to keep you updated on the Woolsey Fire, absolutely everything that's happening with that right now, the evacuations and the homes that are burning. We'll be back momentarily. Good afternoon. You're listening to an extended special Air Talk covering the Woolsey Fire burning in the Ventura, Los Angeles County line region. All of Malibu is under a mandatory evacuation. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies are going door to door, attempting to get all residents out of the city of Malibu. The evacuation is in effect for the entire area from the Ventura County line to Topanga Canyon Road, south all the way to the ocean. Residents should use Pacific Coast Highway to evacuate. Do not take the canyon roads. Do not go up into the fire. Do not go up into the canyon roads. With us, the public information officer for the Woolsey Fire, Captain Tony Imbrenda. Captain, what's the latest you've got for us?
Well, latest right now is we've got an acreage total of somewhere in the neighborhood of 14,000 plus. We still have very high winds in the fire area, and we do have a very high rate of spread. Our mandatory evacuation orders for Malibu are still in effect. We do have a significant number of structures damaged or destroyed by fire. At this time, there's no report of any injuries or no fatalities. The fire at this point is 3 to 4 miles from the coast.
3 to 4 miles from the coast. And in which communities does it appear homes are burning?
Well, the latest report that we had where a lot of the structural damage occurred was in the Oak Park area and in the Agora area. Malibu Lakes also suffered a pretty hard hit we're looking at what about noon right now. Hard for me to gauge time. I've been up for about 15 hours. So approximately 5 hours ago, I understand the Malibu Lakes area was hit pretty hard. So we don't have totals for the structures damaged or destroyed, but I can say that it is a significant number.
And at this point, what kind of air resources do you have to try and stop the progression to the ocean?
Well, we have a very large air component working the incident. Fixed wing from CAL FIRE. We've got helicopters from Los Angeles City and Los Angeles County Fire Department, and they have been flying nonstop throughout the duration of the incident in very hazardous conditions, very high winds.
And at this point, is there any slowing of the advance of the fire by using the aerial attack, or can you tell with all the smoke?
Well, I can't say that we're slowing the fire, but what we are doing is we're using the topography and trying to utilize terrain features and aircraft to direct the fire to the areas that we want it to go in. And we're also staging our structure protection components around the houses so that we can prevent embers from taking hold inside of structures and causing severe damage.
All right. And at this point, are you still having more fire units arriving from neighboring communities?
Yes, absolutely. We have in California, especially the Southern California area, we're blessed to have really strong mutual aid agreements with adjacent departments. So we do have a really robust complement of equipment arriving to the scene right now to assist us. And we also have, of course, some of the most experienced fire commanders in the world here that are directing those resources. So we are throwing everything we have at it at this time.
All right. And has it been difficult calling on resources from farther away, given that massive campfire up in Northern California? Has that had an effect?
You know, I can't speak to what neighboring fires have done with respect to acquiring resources, but I can tell you in a general sense, when we have fire weather and multiple incidents going, it can be very difficult to adequately distribute those resources and for every fire to get exactly what they want in terms of equipment. But this system that we use here is well developed and well evolved, and the process of getting the right equipment and personnel to these incidents is a pretty well-oiled machine.
All right. Thank you very much, Captain Imbrenda. We appreciate your being with us. Anything else to share before I let you go?
Well, most importantly, I want to share that people that live in the fire area and the wildland urban interface need to heed evacuation warnings early. One of the major problems that we are having on this incident and on wildland fires classically is that people wait too long to evacuate the area. We have steep terrain with poor access, and we have to put a lot of fire apparatus in the area on very short notice because we're not just sitting there waiting for the fire to come. We're going from area to area involved in an offensive operation. And when we are arriving into the neighborhood, if residents have waited too long to evacuate and they're waiting till the fire is arriving, unfortunately, fire apparatus is arriving right at the same time, and it creates a very dangerous circumstance. It creates clogged roads, and we can't get our apparatus where it's needed.
All right. Thank you, Captain. We appreciate the update, and I'm sure people are going to heed that warning. The public information officer for the Woolsey Fire, which started mid-afternoon yesterday, it's exploded to more than 14,000 acres. Just looking at the official Twitter feed of the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area, that's part of the National Park Service, they have just tweeted, "We are sorry to share the news that the Woolsey Fire has burned Western Town at Paramount Ranch in Agoura. We do not have details or photos, but it is our understanding the structures have burned. This area is an active part of the incident, and we cannot access it." So that's some sad news from the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area, that the historic Western town that's been in so many television shows and film productions apparently has burned, according to the National Park Service, Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. We're bringing you continuing live coverage of the Woolsey Fire in the area along the county line of Los Angeles and Ventura County. With us is Emily Dugdale, KPCC reporter in Woodland Hills. We've got a number of people who've gone to shelters in the area. Emily, what do you have to share with us right now?
So I was in a parking lot of a Burlington and Walmart in Woodland Hills, and all of a sudden, people in the parking lot just saw flames erupt from what residents are telling me are the Western Hills. We could see visible flames. They were very close to houses, and then we started seeing the helicopters coming in and dumping something on the flame. I did speak to a couple residents there, and there was one woman from Newberry Park who was concerned about her house, but you know, most of the residents here just say this is a fact of life. So I'm actually just pulled over right now on my way to the Taft Center High School that's one of the shelters where people are going to. I can actually see from my rearview mirror right now, I can see the smoke plumes, and actually I can see a flame or two from the hills right now.
All right. So at this point, where's your next destination, Kaylee? Where you figure you're going to go from there?
So right now I'm planning to go to the Taft Center High School. That's where people are kind of gathering, and one of the designated shelters for this area.
All right. Thank you, Emily. I'm sorry, Emily Dugdale joining us. Thank you so much, Emily. Also with us is Kaylee Wells, KPCC reporter, who's in Calabasas. You were at that strip mall that was at Reyes Adobe, as I recall, when we spoke last hour. Did you have to move from there?
Well, and it wasn't at Ray's Adobe. It was at the corner of Las Virgenes and Agoura Road, but I did. I moved there from there less than an hour ago to the Commons, which is a shopping center maybe 3 miles east. It just got too close. There was a flare-up. It was coming down the hill toward us really fast. The people there that were pretty calm all morning were holding their shirts over their faces, and they were starting to get in their cars, and I decided it was time for me to do that too.
All right. So where are you at now?
I'm at the Commons in Calabasas.
Commons, okay.
So the part I was at before is sort of right at the Calabasas Agoura line, and now I'm more at the Calabasas Woodland Hills line. It's a lot calmer here. I mean, most of these stores aren't open. The power is out, what looks to be like in all of town. So not a lot of shopping happening at this time.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to talk with any people, or is it so deserted there's no one to talk with there?
I haven't had a chance to talk with anyone. I only drove in recently. There, it's much more deserted than before. There's a couple people wandering around, but a lot of them look like they've just pulled over, you know, to kind of get their bearings. They're on the phone with people and figuring out where they're headed next.
Okay. And at this point, we know that certainly some Calabasans have chosen to get out of the area there. The smoke is very thick. And are you at the Commons dealing with a lot of smoke?
The smoke's definitely not as bad here. The sky isn't as blue as it was this morning, but it's definitely, it's blue overhead and the smoke is in the distance. Where I was earlier, it got to the point where, I mean, there was like ash getting in our eyes and it was getting too thick over there.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Kaylee. I appreciate your giving us the update. She's at the Commons in Calabasas. In case you just joined us, the Woolsey Fire now 14,000 acres. Mandatory evacuation in effect for the entire city of Malibu. That has extended as well all the way to Topanga Canyon Boulevard, all of that area from the Ventura County line down to Topanga has now been mandatorily evacuated. Large numbers of Malibu residents are apparently gathering on Zuma Beach as a temporary area for them to avoid the flames. We were looking earlier at Broad Beach in Malibu, and the television images were of just absolutely black with an orange glow in the distance. It looked like it was the middle of the night. You just see the taillights of the cars, about the only thing you could make out except for the orange blob in the sky as the flames approach Malibu. Again, I'd like to hear from you if you are in the evacuation area, if you are underway in the evacuation and you can safely call. We are at 866-893-KPCC. That's 866-893-5722. A chance for you to share with us what you're experiencing. If you can safely call from the area and share with your fellow listeners what you're seeing during this special extended coverage of the Woolsey Fire. Emily Guerin is in Santa Clarita. Emily, good to have you with us. Share with us what you're seeing. You seeing the plume of smoke from where you are?
Yeah, I am, Larry. It's actually, you can sort of start to smell it a little bit in the car, and it's coming over the mountains. But what I actually wanted to talk to our listeners about is what to do with your house if you're evacuating. So if you're in an area that's under mandatory evacuation, there are things you can do right before you leave that make a big difference in whether or not your house is going to burn down. And so what we know about why houses burn down in wildfires is that it's from embers. It's not from like a huge flame front just engulfing your house. Embers get blown by the wind like a mile, 2 miles or more in front of a fire. And so if you have things around your house that can catch on fire, that can smolder, so we're talking like ornamental mulch around your house, get a rake out and pull that away from your house. Or if you have deck furniture, get that away from your house. If you have a wooden deck, I mean, I don't know what to tell you if you have a wooden deck, but make sure there's nothing on the wooden deck that can catch on fire. So anything that might be flammable, get that away from your house.
That is such good advice. Even if you're several miles away from where the active fire is, because in these winds, as you said, those embers can travel such a distance. And in fires of this size, it's not uncommon to have spot fires at structures that are quite a ways away that just, because of an ember getting under an eave or under a deck or igniting a roof, for it to go, even though it's well away from the main portion of the fire.
Exactly, Larry. Another thing is to make sure all your windows are closed. Make sure your garage door is closed because embers can get sucked through the opening under your garage door. If you have vents on your roof, you know, to allow your house to breathe, and you're able to safely cover them with like foil or something to keep embers from getting sucked into the vents, that can help too. You basically just want to think about your house as like seal up your house as well as you can to keep the embers from getting in. Potted plants, even like those can catch on fire if you have plants hanging from your deck. So just try to think about, you know, where are embers going to get attracted to on my house? If you have pine needles built up in the corners or dried leaves that have blown around, the places where the wind blows your leaves, that's also where the embers are going to blow. So if you can, try to get that debris out of the corners and out of the gutters before you evacuate.
So this is the value added of having a crack environmental reporter like Emily Guerin. She can tell you all this very important information to help to protect your house. Emily, thank you so much. Appreciate your talking about this.
No problem, Larry.
Thank you. Emily Guerin, KPCC reporter, joining us from Santa Clarita. Coming up, Adolfo Guzman Lopez. He is at Palisades High School, which is one of the evacuation areas where Malibu residents, Gura Hills residents have gone. We'll talk with Adolfo as we continue back in 1 minute on our special coverage. You're listening to special coverage on an extended air talk of the Woolsey Fire burning in areas adjacent to Agoura Hills, to Malibu. We have evacuations in a number of communities that are going on. Bell Canyon just under a mandatory evacuation, as we heard from a listener. And, of course, air quality is a serious concern, as well as property. Right now, I'm looking on our media partner NBC4's picture of a major complex, a home up in the Santa Monica Mountains in Malibu, totally covered by that Foschek fire retardant. It's just orange from the dropping that occurred there to protect the home. That's what they're trying to do with the super tanker that's in the air, with some of the helicopters that are up. They're trying their best to navigate around this very heavy smoke, making visibility difficult, to drop the retardant on the path of the fire to try and keep it from burning all the way to the Pacific. But as we heard earlier from the Cal Fire Public Information Officer, the fire is 3 to 4 miles from the ocean. That's close with the kinds of winds that are blowing so far. It's going to be very difficult to stop the path of that fire. But firefighters are doing everything they can to try and drop that Foschek, to try and get water on the fire, to try and keep it from moving up on homes. I'm looking now at a ridgeline in Malibu, where at least right now it looks like it has been a successful effort dropping some of the fire retardant and some of the water there, that they've built a barrier to save, it looks like, a block of homes there. So there is some good news that's coming out of this intense fight that's going on right now. We had a few film reviews in our last hour. I hope that we'll be able to fit a few more in so that we can give you just a little bit of a break with some Film Week reviews with our critics as well. They've graciously stayed on to bring you a little bit extra there. And we're going to have the podcast for you that you can download later this afternoon to hear our film reviews. Let's talk now with KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez. He's at Palisades High School, the evacuation center there. Adolfo, is it a fairly large crowd there at Pali High?
No, it's actually a very small crowd. They've been open for about 3 hours here. The officials at Palisades High School told me that they're not actually an official evacuation center, but they have opened their gymnasium. They've set up some tables and they have water, some power bars, and they've got the news coverage going, showing not only the long lines of traffic coming down PCH, but the flames, engulfing the hills just north of where I am right now.
All right. We're looking now at least one, perhaps two structures that are burning in the hills of Malibu. That's not far from the area where it looked like they had successfully held off the flames on that block of homes. Now we are seeing at least one, perhaps two structures that are burning. And this may be the story of today. Some homes that are saved and others that just they can't get there in time, or that embers, as Emily Guerin was just saying, blowing and igniting roofs. Adolfo, I assume where you're at that the people that are coming in are from that area, kind of close to Topanga Canyon Boulevard, from that lower part of Malibu that are coming in.
Well, and I talked to one woman who has lived in Malibu for decades, and she was telling me about how her house burned down from a wildfire decades ago, and she had to rebuild it And now she just evacuated her home about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. She doesn't drive, so some friends dropped her off here at Palisades High School, and they went off to see if they could get a hotel somewhere else. So she's just waiting. She's just waiting to figure out what's happening with her home, waiting to figure out if she can go back tonight, which from the looks of it is very unlikely.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then, well, you know, is she going to get a hotel somewhere? Are her friends going to pick her back up? Some of the school officials here are telling me that animals are being accepted at Paul Revere Middle School, which is the middle school close here to Palisades High School.
All right. Adolfo, thanks so much. Appreciate your checking in, letting us know what's going on at Palisades High School, at the school gymnasium, with those who've evacuated their homes in the Malibu area. Again, I'd like to hear from you if you're in the evacuation zone. You've left your home. What was it like getting out? If you are near the area, describe for us what you're seeing with emergency vehicles, with smoke and with ash. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. You can share with us, or you can tweet at AirTalk for our special coverage of the Woolsey Fire. With me now, volunteer physician from the American Lung Association, Afif El Hassan, joining us. Doctor, thank you for being with us. I understand you're a pediatrician, so what should we keep in mind for kids in terms of their potential inadvertent exposure to this smoke and ash?
Yeah, good afternoon. Kids are especially vulnerable to the particles in the air from these fires for a number of reasons. Especially small children actually take in more breaths than adults, so actually get more air intake than relative to their bodies. And we all have to remember that their lungs are developing as well. So it's very important for small children or any children to stay indoors. And obviously this would, when these fires are happening, it's a bad time to be outside doing the outdoor sports as well.
Okay. And do you recommend if people are out, they can smell the smoke or see ash, that they use anything over their face, any kind of a mask or damp towel or anything like that?
I recommend the N95 masks. Those masks you can get them on the internet, and you can also get them from hardware stores. And those masks specifically are designed to filter out most of these airborne particles that do cause the irritation.
All right. Anything to add, Dr. El Hassan, about your advice to families on dealing with this?
Absolutely. People should stay indoors. I do recommend the HEPA filters, H-E-P-A filters, to be used indoors to make sure that the air that does get inside is free of particles, and also to put good filters in the air conditioners so that those can assist with purifying the air inside the homes. And when people are driving around, make sure that the setting for the air is on recirculate so you don't bring more bad air into the car.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. El Hassan. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
He's a physician at Kaiser Permanente in Orange County, but volunteer physician with the American Lung Association, joining us. 866-893-KPECC for you to report in on what you are experiencing with the fire that's burning in the Malibu, Agoura Hills, Malibu Lake area. We have seen a number of homes that are in flames at this point, and tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from Malibu, Agoura Hills, and surrounding communities. In fact, let me update you on the information that we've got on the mandatory evacuation. This coming from Ventura County's Fire Department. All of Bell Canyon has been evacuated. Point Magu Naval Base, the Camarillo Springs area, the Vallecito Trailer Park, Cal State Channel Islands, Dos Vientos, all areas, the Oak Park community,
community has been completely under mandatory evacuation. Thousand Oaks Boulevard, north to Sunset Hills, from Oak Park West to Highway 23, that portion of Thousand Oaks under mandatory evacuation. West of Highway 23, south of East Olson Road, north to Peterson Road, under a mandatory evacuation. The area south of Bard Lake, east of Highway 23. And the area south of Highway 101, the Ventura Freeway, east of Reno Road, north of Potrero Road, and east to the L.A. Ventura County line, under mandatory evacuations. In Simi Valley, there are voluntary evacuations for Long Canyon, Bridle Path, and the Wood Ranch area of Simi Valley. Those are for voluntary evacuations. The road closures that are currently in effect are Bell Canyon Road at Valley Circle Boulevard, Borchard at Los Vientos Drive, Lynn Road at Reno Road. Potrero Road is closed between Rancho Dos Vientos and South Lewis Road. Canaan Road closed between Westlake Boulevard and Lindero Canyon. Westlake Boulevard closed at Avenida de los Arboles, and Marview Drive is closed at Herbes Road. Highway 101 closed all the way from Las Virgenes Canyon to Reyes Adobe Road. And in fact, we had earlier reports that it was closed even farther to the southeast at Mulholland Drive and Valley Circle, that it had been closed there because they were trying to get all the backup on the Ventura 101 freeway northbound, get cars off. So they were taking them off right there at the L.A. Ventura County line. With us, Susan Duenas, Malibu Public Safety Manager. Ms. Duenas, what's the latest in Malibu?
The latest is north, the northbound PCH down near Zuma Beach. It's closed off down there. We're having people go southbound only for evacuation. We expect we have about another hour before the fire is impacting populated areas, and everybody needs to get out. We don't want anyone hanging out and trying to be our hero at this point. It's a desperate situation.
All right, a desperate situation. And is power out through much of the city right now?
I think it's spotty. Here at City Hall, we're on backup generator. We've heard, you know, throughout the morning coming on and off. And, you know, honestly, right now I haven't even paid attention to see what the current status is, because we're looking at the evacuation messaging and all that right now.
If you have Malibu residents listening right now who have held off evacuating, you recommend right now that they get to Pacific Coast Highway and head south?
Yeah, and I think they're going to try to open up more lanes to get people out more quickly. I don't know if that's happened yet, but we desperately need people to get out.
Okay. And at this point, still more capacity there down at the beach, down at Zuma?
You know, I don't know. I heard from someone who was down there that it was full. I don't have exact knowledge. I haven't seen it. I haven't talked to anyone recently in the last hour of what the situation is there.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Susan Duenas, Public Safety Manager for the City of Malibu, which for several hours now has been under a complete evacuation. Joining us now, our former AirTalk producer, Jasmine Tufaha. Jasmine, you're in Woodland Hills, I understand, right now. What are you seeing?
Yeah, there is just a wall of smoke when I look towards Calabasas, towards Bell Canyon. I mean, and it's really black towards the base, which tells me that I'm closer than I want to be. This morning, because we live in the hills of Woodland Hills, we decided to buy some rooftop sprinklers to make sure we could wet as much as possible in case embers. Right now, it looks like it would be a long shot, but we're just trying to be really safe.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Absolutely. And the embers, of course, we're just talking with Emily Guerin about this, the importance of making sure you're prepared for those embers that can travel such a distance. But as you look off, you just see what? Just a wall of black in the distance?
It is a wall of smoke, and it is churning. And, you know, higher up it's white, but I can see, like, staring down Ventura, I can see really dark, dark smoke, which has got to be the part that's near Las Virgenes. You know, the good news is everybody is really helping each other. Someone's looking, you know, friends have been looking for places to stay. People pipe up on Facebook right away, and they let you know that, you know, we have places to stay. Been donating to the councilman's office, dogs, cat food, baby diapers, you name it. So that's a silver lining.
All right. Jasmine, thank you for the update. We wish you well. And it's in Woodland Hills there, the fire burning to the west, just into the Calabasas area is on alert for this. Agouric Hills has seen the fire burning into its community, Malibu Lake. There have been a loss of homes there. The fire is at this point burning out of control and is burning toward populated areas of Malibu. All residents are ordered to evacuate Malibu immediately. The city of Malibu says all residents must follow emergency personnel, that the fire is burning into populated areas of Malibu very shortly. So we urge you, please leave. Get down to Pacific Coast Highway. Head south out of Malibu. You're listening to special coverage of the Woolsey Fire, an extended air talk on 89.3 KPECC, back after a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurdies. The city of Malibu has just tweeted that Pacific Coast Highway has been shut down northbound, or west if you prefer, and they are opening all lanes to the southeast so they can evacuate as many people as possible. The flames are moving closer to communities in Malibu. We've already seen some homes burning. The flames are about 3 miles or so from the Pacific Ocean. I'm looking at NBC4's helicopter shot right now, and you can see the flames and the ocean in the same frame, in the same picture. You can see how close it's getting. With us is Kirsten Hoffman, who's a Newbury Park resident, happens to be the sister of our reporter, Sharon McNary. Kirsten, share with us, you're getting out of Newbury Park right now?
I'm still holding out for a little bit, but probably will be leaving Newbury Park.
And going to your sister's, I guess you have animals to take?
I have 3 animals.
Okay.
I don't like going in the car.
Yeah. You have any large animals, or are they household pets?
They're household. They're small.
Okay. All right. So you're getting ready to get out. Are any of your neighbors there in Newbury Park looking at evacuating?
A lot of them are. Some have stayed home. Some of them are at the evacuation centers, and some of them have left.
Okay. And are you under a mandatory or an advisory to evacuate?
A voluntary.
Okay. We've just gotten word from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department that the entire community of Hidden Hills now asked to evacuate. Hidden Hills asked to evacuate immediately via Valley Circle Boulevard towards Chatsworth. So Hidden Hills, you are being asked to evacuate now by the LA County Sheriff's Department via Valley Circle towards Chatsworth. Our technical director, Ethan Service, I can see again close to his neighborhood. All right, we'll keep you updated on what's going on there. Again, if you were in the area, 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Let us know if you are in that area, you've evacuated, what traffic is like, what you're seeing from your community. But Hidden Hills now is being asked to evacuate using Valley Circle. Valley Circle had been the place where they were taking traffic off of the 101 Ventura Freeway at this point. So thank you, Kirsten, for sharing with us about getting set to evacuate again. As Hetty just told you, Palisades High School is one of the areas where people are evacuating to the gym there. The Thousand Oaks Teen Center on Jans Road, there are particulate filter masks that are available for pickup at that site as well. We haven't got an update whether Zuma Beach for Malibu residents is still available for people to gather. But earlier, that was one of the places where people were just, at least temporarily, getting off of Pacific Coast Highway, getting onto Zuma Beach as the flames approach. As I was mentioning earlier, in that area, Broad Beach, Zuma Beach, it's pitch black. It's just like night there. All you can see are the taillights of the cars. It's just hard to imagine. That's at beach level, at ground level. It is so dark, and you see the glow there of the fire as it is coming closer to that area. So we're just bringing you the very latest information that we've got. Joining us now from CAL FIRE, the Deputy Chief, Scott McLean. Chief, thank you for joining us. Can you give us the updated information on the Woolsey Fire?
The Woolsey Fire down in the Ventura County, we're, as of this morning, I had 8,000 acres, but I believe we just got an update. Yes, we just got an update. It is now at 14,000 acres.
14,000 acres. And any updated information on the resources you're using to fight this fire?
No, there's been heavy resource orders, of course, for the two fires, the Hill and the Woolsey down in Southern California, Ventura County, as well as the Camp Fire in Northern California. So you got to keep in mind, look at the big picture in the state right now as to what we're contending with.
Okay. And is the state at this point maxing out its resources given the fire of the Camp Fire and what you're dealing with down in Southern California?
I mean, we always get that, you know, question asked of us on every time we get a several fires at one time. We plan for this. We have what's called the Master Mutual Aid System throughout the state of California. So we have and can pull resources. We all work together as far as different fire services in the state of California. So we have just under 1,000 different fire departments in the state. So we all work together. We all, you know, understand the language. Basically, we have the same type of engine, same type of radio communication. So we can get resources on the road to go anywhere up and down the state at a moment's notice. So our, you know, and keep in mind, we need to have resources back at home too to take care of the home folks. So we are, you know, out there with our resources, and we can pull other resources as we did earlier this year from out of state as well. We have a lot of aircraft flying our fires over and above our Air Force. So, for an example, on the Camp Fire, we have three DC-10s flying that right now with a wow. myriad of other types of aircraft. So we have the ability to pull more resources into the state.
All right. And the Camp Fire still moving in that northerly direction?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you, Chief McLean. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
CAL FIRE Deputy Chief Scott McLean with us. The Woolsey Fire at 14,000 acres. We're going to be updating you throughout the course of the day. Hetty Lynn Hurdy's watching all the different sources for information, bringing you updated accounts of what's happening. Once again, the city of Malibu is under a mandatory evacuation. That's all the way down, even past the incorporated city limits, down to Topanga Canyon Road, Bell Canyon under full evacuation, Hidden Hills under evacuation, pretty much all of Agoura Hills under evacuation, and neighboring communities, you were advised to leave and do not drive up into the canyon area. Make sure that you avoid that area because that's where the embers are falling, and the major front of the fire is advancing toward the ocean right now, toward the city of Malibu. They're using the air resources to try and get a handle on it, to try and stave off the advance so that as few homes are lost as possible. But it is a huge fight at this point to try and contain it, given the heavy brush load, the amount of time since fire has moved through that area, and the winds that are still gusting this afternoon. I'm looking at NBC4, our media partner, and you still see those heavy wind gusts that are affecting this area of the Ventura, Los Angeles County line. Westlake Village also under a mandatory complete evacuation as well. So we'll be bringing you continuing coverage right here on 89.3 KPCC. BBC NewsHour is coming up next. Nick Roman will be in shortly with All Things Considered and with abundant live updates. Our reporters are on the scene to bring you the very latest. We don't have any accounting of the number of structures that have been lost thus far. There have been structures, there have been homes that have burned, but we don't know how many. The next scheduled news conference from fire personnel, 4:30 this afternoon. We will, of course, bring that to you live right here on 89.3 KPCC. And in case you joined us late, our podcast of Film Week goes up this afternoon, and we will be preempting tomorrow's Saturday broadcast of Film Week because of our special fire coverage we're doing today.